Welcome to episode 10 of First Stage. What is going on? This is Aaron here. I'm here with Caleb and our special guest this week, Kimothy Williams.
What's happening? What's happening?
AKA Kaloke, AKA I Am Comedy.
Yeah, that's me.
Any other ones?
That's me. That's it. Clockavelli, if you want to be, you know, Clockavelli. My PlayStation Clockavelli. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's my PlayStation.
Yeah, find
shit.
Him on there and try to play him.
I might look it up.
Yeah, fuck with me. All I'm right. on there. I'm okay. on there. We can cuss on here, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh okay. Yeah. We got that. We got that explicit tag going.
Good,
so
we
are good. So we always like to start off with a custom theme song. So we'll go ahead and get yours going. Let's see here. Almost clicked the wrong thing there. There we go. Right.
What the fuck is this?
Gotta let it build.
Did you make this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kaloke.
Oh.
Kaloke.
Kaloke.
She's throwing me off.
All right, there we go.
Hey, yo, round of applause for making it join, man. Oh, shit, my hat.
I wanted to, because I got this new, like, micro sampler, so I wanted to use it. And,
Kaloke.
And so it's got like
I like
a,
when you did that. I like that.
So, like, yeah, I just recorded that, and it does, like, a bunch of different tune stuff on there, but it was pretty fun, but, But yeah, you've been doing comedy for a couple of years, right?
Like I would say 5 or 6 now. Five or six.
Yeah.
5 or 6 long ass years. Long year. Long time in the game, baby.
Okay. Like what was I pulled your from your YouTube your first open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little about it? It was like at a hookah lounge. Do you remember like what got you to that point where you started? You're like, I'm gonna go up and tell some jokes.
I think Mike Epps came down here, and he had a show at the Cactus Theater, and me and my cousin was in the garage drinking, and we was talking, and he was like, you know, we was always having this competition, like, who was the funniest in the family? Well, he was like, well, if you're so funny, why ain't you on that show? So I think in that February of that next year, I went and made my debut at the Ravage Hookah Lounge.
Nice.
I remember Robbie's, like, it was basically like a money laundering, like,
yeah,
front
yeah.
or
that
whatever.
Is, yeah, they were not making money off of hookah. They weren't, it was a definite front, but they did have nice curtains and shit in there.
Yeah, yeah, I liked the Ravage Hookah Lounge. It was a pretty cool place.
Yeah, he was pretty cool, too. I mean, kind of just let us do it our thing. So it all started as, like, you and your cousin were just basically like, all right, you know, lay it down. Like, you got to... Put your dick on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was going to try it eventually, but I just felt like it was that time. Like,
nice.
But I didn't know I was going to fall in love with it, though. Because, you know, I was a rapper before, you know, the comedy shit even started. So it just took a long time to get there, to that point.
Did you find being in rap or rapping and kind of being like a wordsmith helped you with comedy on like how to either have a joke, like have like a hook in it, so to speak, or... Or do you think that that's just all just kind of like in your head and it kind of just, they all just kind of meld together and work?
Yeah, it kind of came together because like I can freestyle like a song on stage. Like if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is extremely difficult to do that's the most terrifying thing that anybody could ask like a white guy to do like me. It's like,
yeah.
All right. I remember I did some comedy. I forget what it was, but it was like a rap battle, and they like all looked at me and was like, just get the fuck, like, go and hide over there, because if you get called out, like, it's like, yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. It's like the most terrifying thing to me ever, so.
Yeah, like, I can rhyme pretty much out anything, so. When I get on stage, I used to do a lot of improv, really. Now I just stick to shit I done wrote. I might throw some shit in there, you know, every once in a while, a little freestyle, but it's pretty much I just go by what I done wrote down now, so.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but when I was rapping, you know what I'm saying, like, I used to freestyle a lot, too. So I guess they just, I don't know, they just kind of collided together right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never really thought about the two kind of being, like, I mean, you're kind of using the same part of your brain, just like in a different way. Like you need to be, you need to be spontaneous and just come, like, you know, say what's on the top of your mind. But there, I feel like there's just so much more that you have to get accomplished if you're rapping, whether just pulling a joke out of your ass or just like making fun of somebody or just kind of going with the moment.
Yeah, but see, rapping is about rhythm and comedy is all about timing.
Yeah,
that's the shit I had to sit there and learn. It's a pace. You know, long when you rapping and you can go with the beat and with the flow, but when you doing stand up or something like that, you actually got to stay in a certain pattern, and you got to know when you're gonna dodge and when you're gonna weave and you're gonna hit a motherfucker. So that's what the difference is between it. But I love both of them though.
That's what's up.
Can people find your rap stuff out there? Or are there some tracks out there on your YouTube or anything?
It is, but I don't promote them anymore.
Because
now it's just a thing of the past. Like, I had my music run, you know, every now and then. I still think about dropping an album, but it's just like, I really don't have no point for it right now. Like, studio time is expensive. That's another reason why I really quit, because studio time is expensive. If you're going to do something and you got to spend your money on it, like, you got to do that shit from the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you really got to invest in yourself. And I didn't have the money at the time to invest in myself. That was the reason why I took a step back from music. So I was like, I've never performed even a rap song in my career. Never performed not one song. But I've did a lot of stage time now, so.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm full of shit right now, too. And I'm hot.
You gotta see that. Down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hot.
You need a little dab.
Yeah, it's gonna say,
yeah, I was like, I'm fucking hot in here.
Sorry, we have to turn off the fans because you know, all that ambient noise in the background. But
I wore deodorant, so
we're all good.
I was cool. Fuck, I'm hot.
Was it that shot of whiskey that you took that got you?
I think it was.
He came in here and was like, was that normal Crown?
Yeah.
And then we played that intro music. It's like, is that how you're hearing us right now? It's like, I'm kind of tripping out right now.
He's like, what the hell is this?
Kalo.
Yeah, Kalo.
That's my shit right there. I like that.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into your first set. Like I said, I took this from your YouTube page, and this is your very first one, which this is what we like to do here, is get the first one. This is kind of celebrating starting out. Everybody starts somewhere, and then you usually get better. And this one's not too bad. I actually like this. So let's do some Robbie's Hookah Lounge. You remember what year this is? Is it 2015? Would you say?
I think it's 2015. I think it gotta be 2015.
Right, here we go.
I don't know. I just felt like the Oreo in the glass of milk for a little bit, but I'm glad to say I love white people. I'm just glad to say that. I just felt like OJ at Starbucks for a little bit, but you know, it just happens like that. First of all, I want to say I'm just a little disappointed tonight. Not at the comedians, not at y'all. Y'all been a good crowd tonight. I seen it on Instagram about this hookah lounge, and I seen it Saturday. And all since Saturday, I've been just telling myself, going to the hookah lounge. Went to the bank today. Got me a little money. Came up, no hookers here. So, I don't know who I'm taking home with me tonight. Obviously, y'all can see that I'm not skinny. Y'all, I'm fat. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I like to eat. Like to eat a lot. And I ate today. It was a lot. Hold on. I ate a lot of stuff today. So it ain't even over with. So I'm probably going to eat when I leave here. Anybody have a good Valentine's Day? Y'all pop up and get a good Valentine's Day. Man. I had a horrible Valentine's Day. I did something special. I tried to cook, which I can't cook. I burnt up the chicken, and I took my girl to see 50 Shades of Grey. It wasn't a woo-woo type thing. I just feel like I did better, and I don't even last that long in bed, but I was spanking and stuff. I was like, really? Really? You gonna tie up? Little white girl, I'm gonna tie the white girl up. I'm just saying, if that was a black person, he'd be in jail by now. You know, it'd be 50 Shades of going upstate. I don't know. I want to thank y'all for letting me do this. This is my first time ever doing comedy. And, you know, I think I'll be back if y'all want me to be back.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. Nobody ever wants me anywhere. I got kicked out by my dad earlier trying to borrow $5, so I came here, brought my best friend with me, so he came for moral support. So I just like to thank y'all for the opportunity to come up here and try to make y'all laugh at least, you know, there's some talented people up here. So that's my time. I gotta go.
Fucking wow. Wow. You know, I wanted to bomb my first time. Like, I just think they was being too generous to me. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I was like, I hear it now and I just cringe at that shit. Like, ugh. Like,
yeah, I don't think anyone's like, anyone listens to their first set and they're like, I fucking nailed that.
Yeah.
Like,
I killed, but I didn't kill at the same time. Like, I don't know. This shit was fucking weird, man.
I like how you open right up with the fact that, like, you're the only black guy performing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just like Oreo and the glass of milk.
Yeah. I had to let that be known. But
yeah, I don't know why, like, scenes like that. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just weird white guys, like, I don't know, gravitate towards stand-up comedy in the beginning. And I don't. And then
probably.
And then it becomes really diverse, like, pretty much. I mean, where our scene was at before, like, the COVID thing and stuff, I mean, we pretty much
we got the biggest group of fucking weirdos in town doing shit, so bring it on. The weirder, the better.
Oh, man. I was expecting to do horrible. You know, I fell in love with comedy. Like, those laughs that y'all heard in the video, that shit is what made me come back, and it always made me come back. And it was a long time before I bombed.
Yeah.
It was a long time before I bombed. And it was almost scary. Like, I probably went like a few months without bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I remember. Yeah.
You just took it by storm. You were just, just absolutely dropping everyone. It was awesome.
That shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah. There's some, I mean, you can tell, like, you can just tell in there, like, you're using, like, some early, like, joke tactics where you're like, anybody have a Valentine's Day? That was great. Like, I see your face just like covering your face. You're like, God damn it. Oh, well, fuck them. I got them.
Yeah,
it did. It was like, wow, that shit was so crazy, man. I just wasn't expecting it, though.
Yeah.
Not to go that well.
Yeah. Well, you can just tell, like, I don't know, the crowd was probably just waiting. And once you got up there and kind of broke the ice the way that you did, they were just like, all right, he's going to make us laugh no matter what. We're going to laugh at this. And
they laughed at every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's like the best feeling in the world. If you're a comedian, you're like, you know, there's some point in time where you're like, all right, they're already on board with the ride. Like, how can I even derail this? Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I'm unstoppable. Yeah. This is...
I don't get to enjoy that until like 2 days later or whatever and stuff. Like, at the end of it, you're just like, I think that went pretty well, and then you're just beating yourself up about what you said, and then it's just like, and you go back and, like, especially if you record it and listen to it, and you're like, man, I fucking crushed that. And like, I don't know why. I don't know if that's just me, like, I'm defeatist or whatever. It's just like, I don't want to give myself any compliments or credit or anything.
Yeah, I think you come off and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot that fucking God. You're like, dude, I don't know.
There's always one part of the joke
there's
you
like
miss
something
or
that
forget.
You, or like you're, you like beat yourself about like one tiny little thing that you did wrong, or you like didn't transition something the way you wanted to, and you're like, oh, fuck. I mean, I do that shit too.
Yeah,
I think everybody does.
I'm pretty sure we all do some kind of way.
Yep.
But since then, you've won the Lubbock Laugh Off a couple times, right? Like,
I think I got two maybe under my belt, I think.
Yep.
But you've been coming out crushing it. And not only stand up and stuff, but like, I see you just popping up everywhere. Like, you were in like a Booga Bradshaw video dancing, and then you did like a pilot for like, what was it, a game show or something?
No, it was the Next Great Builder. Next I did Great a pilot Builder. For that.
Okay. Yeah. What is that?
It was a reality show about some building.
Yeah.
Like houses in there in Lubbock. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. I'm still waiting to see the episode, so.
Well, yeah, do you know if that's going to get, like, picked up or anything? You have any news on that front?
Can't talk about it.
Can't spill the beans.
And you've also tried out for, what was it, America's Got Talent? Is that right?
I got beat by a penguin.
You got beat by a penguin. Tell us a little bit
that's
about
gotta
that.
That's got to fucking, like, you're just like, what?
The penguin could dance, and that was funnier than me. America's Got Talent.
Was it an actual penguin?
Yeah.
Was it a guy dressed as a penguin?
No, no, it was an actual penguin. They had all kind of shit running around at that.
So, like, the owner
doing
gets
tricks?
To go to the next round with his penguin?
I don't really know.
How does that work?
I don't really know if I got beat by a penguin per se.
They were just a penguin there psyching people out?
It was everything, man. Like,
shit.
It was penguins. It was clowns. It was fucking unicorns. Whatever you could think, it was up there.
It was Gary Dorsey.
Gary Dorsey and Mr. Skip was up there, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So if they can have a penguin, they can have invisible ass Mr. Skip in the crowd somewhere.
Yeah.
It was a great experience when you think that man, you know, when you on the grind, you think about these opportunities you have to change the game. And when you get in there and you get that shot, it's you know, you go hard, go home. Well, you know, it ain't like they told anybody who got selected that day. But you feel like you accomplished something, you know?
Right.
So it's better than not auditioning to audition, you know what I mean? So it just feel good.
Yeah.
Just feel good, you know what I mean? So I didn't get selected. The penguin had a probably better chance than me. But
I didn't see any penguin make it to the TV, so it's like a penguin's no good on camera.
You never know, man. He probably got a deal on Animal Planet or some shit. But.
That's right.
I had
Animals Got Talent.
Yeah.
I had a joke that I never got to do because I think our fellow comedian Cole Walker Hedrick, he went on the AGT and he didn't get selected, and like the joke was like, man, what beat out the guy in the wheelchair?
for real. I thought he would have won off of that shit.
Yeah, some lady walks up and like pats him on the chest, like, sorry, we already have our wheelchair.
Because they always have like a feel good backstory to everyone's like thing and stuff, and like I was like, oh, you know, I mean, like he's really funny. I'm not like he's got solid jokes and stuff, but I was like, man, that checks that box on that feel good story, like
right?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I have both of my parents. My daddy didn't abandon me. I graduated high school. I have
this guy loves his family. He's
I mean, give him a bid and let him just ride the middle of the pack till like it gets down to like the semifinals, and you're like, dude, I had a good run. I'm good.
Yeah, it was like they didn't even give me a chance. He's like, this nigga life is too good. So you would just take your ass home. And you know what? My set I did was talking about white people. I didn't really think about my set. Mm-hmm. But now that I look at my set that I did for America's Got Talent, I was like, I understand why they didn't pick me. I said some stuff that I thought was like, it was raunchy, but it was clean, but it was raunchy clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, it's not a family friendly show. And I was like, that's not kind of my style. So
yeah,
I understand why they ain't pick my black ass. I wouldn't pick me either. The stuff I said in that room.
Like, there was, like, that story or whatever about Ralphie May on what was it, Last Comic Standing, and, like none of them wanted him to succeed, like, none of the people of the show, but, like, he just kept winning the votes because he was hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, the people won on that one because he just kept staying around, and he's not much of a clean guy either, so.
Yeah. But the lady was cracking up in my audition. But I was like, them people at NBC, whatever the show is on, it was like, this boy, he had a line for the shit he didn't sit there and say. I didn't say white people can't cook. And they...
Did you do that sugar-free whipped cream?
No, I didn't. I did not do that yet.
I think that's one of my favorites.
I wish I would have did it, but I didn't do that one. Nah. I tried to keep that as PG as I could, but I still end up being fucking probably PG-13. So they didn't want that shit.
Yeah, just got to let it rip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who were some of your influences, like, growing up, like, comedians and stuff like that?
Let's see. We're going to go with Red Fox, Bernie Mac, Martin Lawrence, Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley. I watched a lot of Def Comedy Jam when I was a kid, so that's why I'm so fucking dirty. That's why you hear a lot of my shit just nasty. That's a lot came from Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. I've Bill Bellamy. I see, man. It's just a lot of people. I love a lot of comedian styles. I used to watch Comic View all the time, and I watched Def Comedy Jam. I've seen it all, so it's a lot of comedians, man.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got, I forgot to do this at the beginning, but I found these old podcasts I did, like back in the day, and I just chop up about a minute, it's a little bit more of a minute, and they're all terrible, and like it's like stuff I have to like not play because it's like, you know, I can't run for president or some shit. So this is Vintage Durbin number 2.
Vintage Durbin.
Starting to tour the hookah lounge circuit, hookah lounge, you know.
Let's go.
It's kind of an interesting gig we've got going on here, but it's fun. I had some jokes to land, but mostly some that didn't. But I enjoy myself. I enjoy this laugh of luxury. I can live and smoke hookah and get free coffee and shit. Maybe one day we'll get paid in money. Money would be good. Review number 2. I saw Cake with Jennifer Aniston. Or Jennifer Aniston's playing like his bitch or whatever and stuff. Bitch, drug user, something, recovery, whatever. Has a lot of money. I don't think she was acting that much. How about The Duff? Yeah, that's right.
Some
I saw
movie
it.
Reviews.
I kind of miss. I may be nostalgic in this, but I miss the. I miss the '90s movies that I had.
Are you in a closet?
Like the teeny movies, the Can't Hardly Wait, the Empire Records. I don't know. Just this version, this run of it and stuff. It just seems like it's the same storyline, which we all knew was going to happen. It's no 10 Things I Hate About You or anything. Rest in peace, Ledger. But it's no 10 Things I Hate About You. But It's the same story about a girl who's the unattractive one in the group, and then they just kind of brand it around social media and stuff. Anyway, let's take a sip of this wine.
So these are all like, they're all like bad therapy sessions, but it's just fun to go back. Cause I mean, like it was right when I started comedy. So I chop up about a minute and like, I think I've got like 10 of them. So that's like number 2.
Vintage Durbin. Yeah. Did you have a black jacket on when you was doing that?
I was probably in the backyard with a glass of wine or something. Like,
it's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Like, wow. Yeah. Either were you swirling? Yeah. Like, it's not classic. It's not nothing like the classic.
You sound bougie as hell right there.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, it's just like, you can tell I had a lot of time on my hands. It's just like, who the fuck watched this? The Duff? You know, like,
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know what it is, exactly.
I have like, no idea what that
that's
is.
Like, that was like me during all this quarantine stuff. I'm just like, let's just go to the end of Amazon Prime and see how much stuff we can watch over and over. And so I've watched like so many documentaries and weird shit. Like I just watched one you were talking about recording earlier, yeah, about how the death of the recording industry and stuff, and how it's like either people do it like terrible on their computer like me, or like, you know, it's like the really like U2 does like the studio time and stuff, and there's no middle ground anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit changed. It's changed.
But yeah, like let's move on to the questions board. This is where we just kind of ask you some just random questions. I always like to start with something fun, like wish fulfillment. So right now, you get like a role that's like a walk on role, like a one episode or like one spot in a movie, like deal. What show would you want to go on, or who would you want to work with, or whatever, like in a movie or something.
Who would I want to work with?
That's a good question.
I really couldn't tell you that question. Who would I want to work with? I would say Jamie Foxx. Let's go with Jamie. Jamie can do it all. He can sing. He can be funny. I'll take Jamie. Jamie Foxx. Boom.
Nice.
Jamie Foxx. Nice.
Jamie Foxx.
I'm trying to think.
He can do it all.
Yeah. I would take Jamie.
I'm trying to think of like a specific show that I watch that like it'd just be fun to just get murdered off
from,
like,
yeah,
just smoked like I, it's the show's over, but I always loved Justified with
Timothy
Olyphant.
Yeah, you could totally be a moonshiner in that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like a like podunk fucking West Virginia, and they're like all moonshining, and this guy is just like a big dick cowboy that just fucking murders people instead of like doing investigations. So I'd love to be like, you're never gonna catch me, dickhead! And just like right in the face like that. And of course, like that's always been like, I just would love to die like ridiculously in a movie.
Oh yeah,
like back
yeah.
when like the '90s movies would come out, and like those guys would like get shot like 90
get shot
times,
by Steven Seagal
and then, like,
or whatever.
Would go up. Like that would be, I don't know, I'd be
keep living.
Yeah,
keep living.
Yeah, I want to be in the. I guess the show that's going on now.
Have like, higher expectations.
Be like Succession, so I can live out my dream of being a wealthy like old money like person or whatever, and it's just like yeah, that's right. I'm just richer than everyone, you know. But,
Oh man.
I'm taking on the family.
You guys.
So rich and murdered and then yeah. like the all American
and then like any given talent, Sunday yeah. like
all world talent Jamie Foxx. So
yeah,
yeah. I think
yours is a much better aspiration than ours.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to get shot and shit. I don't know. Like I say, it could go anywhere with Jamie. So you never know if you can get comedy, you're going to get drama, whatever. So
yeah.
Either him or Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans is another one of my favorites. So
he's been doing a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that guy don't stop grinding. So
yeah, yeah. That's crazy, all the shit that he does.
Everything.
Okay, so I was sitting there thinking, I was the other day, like we've kind of postponed this show a few times, like it's been my fault yeah. every fucking time, by the way, so I'm sorry.
My fault.
But
we got it in. I just wanted to get one more episode in before the end of the year, and it might drop after the year, but we'll see. I don't know if I can get it edited tomorrow, I'll drop it tomorrow. But
and I guess this is just kind of a question just for me to like know, like I don't know, like you always seem like you like walk into a room and like everyone's like, oh fuck, like Timothy's here. Like he has like, you have like this reputation to where like, even if people don't know you, they look over and they're like, this guy's going to be funny. Like they, you can just tell even on the recording, like people are giggling and it's like, you're doing two or three, you're only like a joke or two in before they even know you. And they're like ready to like basically hand you their money and be like, fucking yes. Hilarious shit.
Right. Right.
So like, Do you feel that way? Do you know that you have like this presence, like whenever you walk in a room? Do you know that like you know, I'm gonna go hang out? Or, I'm sure you're. I don't know. I guess that's just my question. Like, do you know that you like change the room whenever you walk into it, or is it kind of something that is that news to you?
That's kind of news to me. That's kind of news to me because I'm in my head before I even get on stage. I'm in my head like when I'm in the car. I'm like, okay, I need to do this first, do this joke, and I'm going to follow it up like this. I'm fucking myself up, basically.
Yeah.
But finally, when I get to the stage, and whoever's hosting, and they says my name, that shit just goes away. And I just go up there and do my thing. So I really don't know. I don't really think like people's going to be like, look at this guy. I'm funny, I'm fat, and I'm black. That might be a reason why a lot of people, that's a stereotype. But
yeah, that might be like a... showing Lubbock's true colors. I'm just like, a fat black guy, he's always performing. Yeah. Yes.
This guy's gonna be funny.
Somebody's seen you back again, it up. Like, this fucking guy is awesome.
Yeah, so it kind of makes me feel good, you know what I'm saying? But like, I know who's on the roster, and if I know who's going before me, like, okay, say, I don't know, I want to say nobody's name, but I just know we got some hard hitters out here, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if I know, I'm like, okay, so I really got to step my shit up. I got so-and-so going in front of me.
Right.
But also, if I want us to have a great show, I know that this person's going behind me too. So I was like, maybe sometimes I'm going to have to just go up a little bit high, or I'm going to have to take it down just medium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, everybody, when we have a show, I want everybody to shine. Sometimes I don't give a fuck, but that's what I say. When I'm in my head on the way up there, it's just a whole bunch of shit going on. So it's just weird. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the rep. If that's how it is, then fuck it. I love it.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's also pretty funny, too, because, like, as you don't know, like, Timothy comes to a lot of open mics, but most of the time he's like, nah, I'm good. And he just sits there and watches. And yeah, so, I mean, I just know you're a comedy fan, too.
Yeah.
Because I'll go over there and be like, what? You're here? Like, you have to go on. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm just going to hang out and watch a couple guys go, and I'll be out here.
But. Yeah, I kind of want to see what the new vibe is in the room.
Yeah.
Because, every place has a different vibe. But actually, like, okay, say we did an open mic tomorrow.
Right.
It will be a whole lot of different vibe than what it was, like, maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, shit.
So sometimes I just go see, hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do I need to have a pep talk with this person? Yeah. Do I need to pull this person aside? Like, hey, you slacking. So I'm a fan first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just like to go watch, and I know you get, you're not getting on the list. No, I'm just here to watch.
I think I do that every time.
Y'all make me laugh. That's what I want. Make me laugh.
I got
it's you. Like come up to you and it's like, we got some duds here in the middle. Can you can we put you in the middle here? Like
that's mainly what it is. Like, please tell me you're here to sign up. You're like, nope. I'm like, fuck.
No.
I gotta host this whole thing.
I love hosting.
Hosting's fun. I like hosting too.
Yeah,
like,
hosting is great because you can do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
So
really,
you can run it the way you want to run it. Do it. Bring people up. Say what the fuck you want to say. I love hosting. He used to love hosting that backstage too, but that's another story. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Backstage, I mean, like that was a hell of a room, you know. Like I know we're doing this in my studio, which is my bedroom, but my sister, you can see over there, there's like a calendar over on the wall there. My sister every year does these pictures or whatever on each month, and so she just like stole them from a bunch of my Facebook. So there's like a bunch of you guys and like us doing comedy on like on some of those ones. We get into some different months or whatever and stuff, but those are some good times. So I know we haven't like it's been real sparse because of the pandemic and stuff, but have you done any shows, I mean, since the shutdown or whatever? Because I know we had two open mics when Texas was open for a brief second, and then they're like, you guys fucked up, we're shutting you down again. Yeah. So like, I didn't know, like because I know sometimes you do some shows that I haven't gone to, like at CC's and stuff like that. Were there any other shows that went on those last couple months?
You know, I turned down a whole lot of shows when I could have been doing shows. I ain't gonna sit there and say that COVID really stopped me. I stopped me. But it's only because, you know, I tell people so much, like, hey, stay at home, you know what I'm saying? Be safe. But at the same time, I don't want to be at the show and there's everybody around there. So the last show I did was last month. I hosted a comedy show. Was it last month? Maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe. Well, anyway, the same place I had my birthday party at.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just had a show there. We just had a comedy, poetry, and rap battles there. And I hosted that. But I've turned down shows all year.
Just right on.
The only reason why is just because of COVID, though. Because it's not, I'm not doing the virtual thing, but I don't want to settle for something. Like, I want that World of Beer crowd. You know what I mean? That's the crowd I want. I don't want to settle.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is the crowd. I mean, like, having a great crowd means you're violating, like, the COVID rules or whatever and stuff. And then otherwise, I mean, technically, we probably could have a lot of our open mics because they're pretty sparse anyway. But
just us there anyway.
But then, like, we did a couple of open mics outside, you know, just because we were trying to, and we were changing mics out and stuff like that. But yeah, then it's just like, then we've got one of the guys that's doing comedy who's fighting for his life right now. So, you know, like, so there's,
it's
not worth dying over, you know, 5 minutes of shitty jokes, you know.
Right. And I mean, that's the stuff that goes exactly what Timothy said. That's the same shit that goes in my head. It's like, why would you want to put all this time and effort to something that only 25% of people could maximally go, or 50%? And then even then, it's like, man, then you're beating yourself up. It's like, this show sucks. It's like, well, it's as best. It, like, that's the best that it can be, is that half the people are here.
Yeah, you're basically just settling.
Right.
Like, I know, like, you know, us, we want to get out there and, you know, and work on some shit. You know, we probably been in our head probably writing this whole fucking pandemic. But is it going to be the same? How you really going to know how your joke really hits? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because so, I've seen, like, the Zoom shows and, like, it's hard to watch. And, like, and when they have the ones where, like, they open up the mics so you can laugh, you almost feel like you're laughing out of generosity, because it's weird. Like, it's like, I feel bad if I don't laugh, you know, because they're gonna be like I've been telling everyone I opened for Todd Barry, because I mean, technically I did a Zoom show with Todd Barry and it was a crowd work show and I was the first guy he talked to, so I'm just like, I opened for Todd Barry, sure. Like, it counts. but it had a girl open for him and she just did straight stand-up, and it was just, it's just hard. Like, it doesn't, like, there's just something doesn't transfer over, and then you're just like, I'm just like, ha, 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 you know, like, you know feels, you know, those like pity laughs, you know, like, I mean, not saying she wasn't funny and stuff, but it just felt like, you felt like if you didn't laugh, then they weren't hearing anything, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have like a different approach if you're going to do something like that. Like, it can't be just like a straight comedy show. It's got to be, I don't know what it's got to be. I mean, to me, that seems like it's taking comedy and turning it into like, all right, everyone, it's
It's more like
story time, yes, and
diatribes and like shit like that. And like,
yeah, so I refuse to do the whole virtual thing. I mean, I get on Facebook Live and talk a whole lot of shit, but I ain't gonna do a comedy show. So
right. Okay, so one of the other things that you're known of is like you put together some pretty fucking awesomely hilarious skits, and you're always like doing like releasing new stuff, and that's like part of your comedy is like it's not always like you're going up and doing stand up. You're writing like skits and then recording them and editing them and pushing them out. Mm-hmm. Did you do that before you started comedy, or have you always like just had a knack to like want to do stupid shit with your friends and then like put it on like of like put it out there to the masses? I don't know. It's like
I've always wanted to do a movie.
Yeah,
but you know, when you're dealing with black folks like me, they can't be on time. They don't show up right.
Side note, this started 45 minutes after scheduled.
Sometimes I can't even get mad because I'm the problem. But when I say that, I always wanted to do a movie, but it didn't come out right. We actually did we did two scenes called Welcome to the Hood. It's on YouTube. It's terrible. Don't even waste your internet on it. But the skits... I don't know, man. The skits just kind of took off, like, in a weird way. Like, I used to be they just give me joy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but I like writing. I'm a writer at first.
Yeah.
I've been writing since I was 8 years old. So, I used to write music. Then I started writing fucking comedy and all that blood and bullshit. So, I've just been writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of my, I don't know, I still think Took His Chips, the one with
one with me and Jack. Yeah. I wrote that one.
I laugh every time y'all just like stomp him out for eating all y'all's chips and shit.
Yeah. I always sit there and get Joe fucked up every chance I get. Yeah. But you know what, Joe, that kind of guy, he would want to fuck himself up. Joe gonna do what it takes to make a good video. So shout out to my boy Joe Cash, man.
Yeah, Joe Cash.
I would have never laid in that street because you should see the outtakes. Joe laid there for 5 minutes, pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
He stayed there in that oil. It was an oil spot. Cars came by, and he was just on the street. So Joe gonna do what other people don't want to do, and that's my dog right there. So. But
shout out to Joe.
Joe Cash, the entertainer.
The comedy skits, you know, now, well, I was working two jobs for the most point in time. So that kind of slowed me down with my skits. So now I just kind of do like little reviews. Like if I see a girl licking a doorknob, I just say some funny shit about it or some shit like that.
I saw that one. That one's so. Like, what the fuck?
So. Now,
it's like it seems like every like couple weeks you come out with something and it's pretty fucking funny.
I try to stay relevant, man. You know, quarantine couldn't keep me down.
Right.
I've always worked in quarantine, so I'm either gonna, you know, be on the stage or I'm gonna do my videos or I'm gonna do something. So
I think it's worked out for you. I mean, I think that's an approach that's different from, hey, I'm gonna get on this live Zoom deal. It's like just release your own content on your own page
and
have your own, you know, have your own people that have been already following you react to what you put out there. But you've been doing that for since I can even remember you doing. I mean, since I've met you doing comedy,
we've been Facebook friends. I've seen all those videos and stuff, and like, you're always coming up with the new stuff.
That and then your dance whenever you get the girl on Cheaters, like outside the car.
Oh yeah.
that's the one.
Yeah, so I'm doing the music videos and my skits and whatever, man. It's just I'm just all over the place. I learned that dance in Booger Bradshaw's video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we'll put the link on here for the Booger Bradshaw video and
I had to learn to fucking dance. So I'm just trying to spread myself as thin as I can. I wanna do it all. So
that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I want to do some drama. I want to do some crying. I want to do everything.
We've talked about trying to do more skits for the Laugh Up City page and stuff. And like, I think we had a meeting and then nothing happened. So it's one of those things. I mean, this podcast came out of the quarantine. I was just like, I have to do something creative. I got to get something out there. And so I started doing this and I started doing these dumb park review videos on my YouTube channel. And like, I got like seven of them in and stuff. I was just like, it's weird with this thing because it either really like this whole pandemic either knocks you down and you just have nothing or you do all those things you said you were going to do. And I at least got on the positive end of that. So that was good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, keep going because we'll still be in quarantine for a long time.
Yeah, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel yet.
Yeah,
we've already got it.
This is the date that you can start doing shit.
Yeah.
Like the vaccine's already for the old one, and there's a new strain out that's going, like, it's, you know, fucking yeah.
A new strain of what?
The coronavirus. It's like way more potent or whatever. It's way more spreadable.
But it's gonna kill way less. Well, it's not killed a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not. As
it's going to kill less than a lot of people.
But
it's just going to kill some people.
It's easier to transmit or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a... What did they say? Like, this guy in Denver got it, and it's like, I haven't seen anybody. I've been in my house for, like, since the start of the pandemic, and then he had it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you
he got that shit out of Barnes & Noble for some British dude, you know?
Yeah. He ordered something straight from Britain. I drink English tea.
This is about Jack the Ripper, you know? It's just
like, I gotta have my English breakfast tea.
Ah, shit. So we got a coronavirus and a coronavirus S. That's what y'all telling me?
Yeah. It was I think Britain was where they first found it. And they're like, oh, it's just like, and then they found it in the U.S. like today. So yesterday.
I quit watching the news. That's all they fucking talk about is coronavirus. So
yeah,
that's why I ain't updated on this shit.
Well, speaking of news, you have, like, released on your Facebook page that you're having a baby.
Sure am.
Yeah. I mean, not you, but you.
Yeah, you, no, I'm having a baby.
Your family's having a baby.
Yeah, I'm about to be a daddy. So
that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
It's great, man. It's great. I'm having a girl.
A girl?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, fellas.
We'll have to get you a shotgun for your birthday or something when she starts dating, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting me one tomorrow. Trust, believe me. I said, I know how little boys is. They ain't finna play me with that bullshit. So. I know the game.
I could just see you now, like, with, you know, My Little Pony thing for Halloween. You're dressed as a pony and taking her door to door.
You're damn right. Giddy up. We finna have some fun. So, hopefully, this little girl wants to be a actor or something like her dad, so... I'm really going to try to put her in the video train. So.
Oh, that'll be fun, yeah.
Do the I Am Comedy Kids type thing.
Make her, nice. like what was that, that Will Ferrell one with the drunk landlord baby or whatever? That was, like, that got a lot of traction. Like,
it did.
Are you on, like, TikTok or anything like that? Or
no, TikTok for kids. I tried TikTok, but I couldn't fuck with it, though.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's missed my... Like, I did some Vines back in the day, and then I'm just like, I can't make another jump. I'm, like, doing all the old school stuff. I'm putting stuff on YouTube, and, like...
I couldn't do Vine either. It's hard to be funny in 7 seconds for some reason.
I like the constraints of it. I thought that was the, like... If you had, like, unlimited resources, you could do something interesting, but, like... I don't know, like...
I didn't fuck with any of that. I'm just kind of lurk on Twitter, tell you the truth. And I'll post every once in a while. It just sounds kind of bad.
Drop some skits, Caleb. Come on, man.
I know.
2020, I want to see a skit from both of y'all.
Okay.
2021.
Yeah, because the last skit we did was Bethany's skits that are on the Swanky Digital page or whatever, so...
Yep, I was the porn director.
Yeah.
I guess I need to be a
did
different...
Did I not see this video? I'm about to say, I was watching porn yesterday. I sure didn't see you, sir.
Yeah,
well, the directors are never in it.
Yeah, sometimes they want to
see
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, look
sometimes
at me.
They're like, yeah, you really want this casting job, you know?
If you ever look in the mirror.
Oh, look, you if you're going to make it in this industry, we're going to need to see something. What would you like to see?
Yeah, I want to see y'all do some skits next year.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, we all can get it in, so, you know.
Just, yeah, hopefully in the next month. I mean, now that we're starting to get some vaccines out and stuff, and maybe, like, we can start getting some mics back up hopefully soon.
Are y'all taking the vaccine?
Yeah, I'll do the 5G.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't yet. I don't know where to even start.
I was
going to
say, we're way down the line, I think.
Yeah.
You're probably closer to if you wanted to get it.
Really? Why?
In your job, don't you work healthcare stuff? So.
Oh, okay.
So nice dodge. He was waiting. He was like, yeah, because you're black, and they're trying to give you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
They're, like, this is reverse engineered here.
Oh, okay. Like, oh,
let me get canceled real. Let me get canceled real quick, yeah. And then
we stopping at 10, Aaron. This is the last one.
I don't know if I want to take this shit or not. I don't know, man. I just don't know. So, we just gonna find out. Why don't y'all take it first?
Okay, yeah. If people aren't like dying in Britain because they've had it for a couple more weeks than anyone else, so they'll be the guinea pigs on this. And like, you just hope that it's not like a long term thing. It's just like, well, you know, 20 years, your eyes fall out. So you know, like,
I mean, I already had Corona back in October, and I'm alive now, so I don't know if that means I need to get it. I might just need to go, hey, bug you guys, I'm fine.
Damn, you had Corona.
I did.
Damn.
Yeah, it's derailed the podcast for a little while.
It did. And then Lindley got it. And so we were like, she didn't get it while I had it. So it was like two separate 20 days of just no one can fucking leave ever from our house for a little bit. So
damn.
It was all right. We made some puzzles. We survived.
Yeah.
The only puzzle we have in our house, the 300 puzzle of Golden Girls.
Oh, nice.
I know where this one goes.
You're like, where's B. Arthur's head? Well, we've gone pretty, I've only got a couple of things, one or two more things left. I saw this thing, are you familiar with the comedian Steve Hofstetter? He, came here and did a show.
He's like a heckle black
he's the guy's, like he's got the tagline, heckler, comedian defeats heckler, that's what he's known for, I guess, on YouTube and stuff. But he came here and did a show, Texas Cafe, so I guess I'm on his emailing list or whatever. But he's opening up this comedian commune kind of thing in Pittsburgh, and so it's an old church or whatever. And so he's gonna have this thing where six comedians are gonna be able to live there and work on stuff and a writing, and they'll have a performance space for 300 people or whatever and stuff. Would either you guys do that or interact? Because I mean, I'm just a job away from going over there. So
see, I got a baby on the way, so that's probably gonna it ain't gonna hold me back. But right now, I just gotta get my shit in line. But once the baby old enough to go out there and go get it, we going to go get it. So she going with daddy.
I don't know if I'd go to fucking Pittsburgh, but if
Austin or Denver, maybe.
I was gonna say the only reason I'd go there is if I found out Austin Metter was gonna try out, just so he can live next to together. Steelers.
Yeah. That would be,
and then I would just try to take his spot. Be like, Austin doesn't need to be here. He does terrible shit.
Wouldn't that be a great reality show? Like you and Austin living together and stuff, and just
that would be awesome.
No, he would just be saying terrible things all the time, and I'd be trying to hide behind the camera and be laughing at him. Be like, no, don't get my reaction to that one.
And for the people to know, Austin Metter was patient zero when it comes to comedians getting COVID, because was the first guy to get it because he flew to Mexico or some shit.
There's the video, and he gets shit at this all the time, but there's a Snapchat
news
video. Oh, yeah. Where he's in Mexico with his shirt off, and he says, fuck Corona, and then he's licking, tequila that was spilled off of a bar, off of an actual bar in Mexico, and then, he tweets the next day, I feel like shit on this plane, and he's like, oh, no, I have Corona now, and everyone's yeah, no shit. You're
it's poetic justice, man.
He was the first one to get this shit, I remember.
Yep.
I remember.
But he's better now, so, you know.
He's great. I think he's traveling again.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen it on
trying to go get
his
second time.
He's trying to get up to see those. He's trying to get up to get to those Steelers to talk to see, Ben, what's wrong?
Win? Yeah, he's got to go watch, because I guess they're going to make the playoffs and then probably lose in the first round. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah,
hopefully.
That's what I've been hearing.
I mean, they looked really good, 3 weeks ago, and now they're pretty terrible. But all right, well, we like to close this out with we have you take a picture of a vinyl or whatever, so we can do a promo photo and stuff. And you had chosen the Whitney Houston album. I think I have an idea why you chose it, but why'd you pick that one?
Because we're no other black people in the bucket.
I came with a disclaimer saying I don't have any, the closest thing I have to a hip hop record is a J Dilla album, which Hobart already picked. So after somebody picks it, it kind of goes out of the thing. So and it's not from not trying. It's just we live in kind of a wasteland when it comes to used vinyl, and especially used hip hop vinyl and stuff like that. There's plenty of Ted Nugent albums and stuff, but trying to find like Cypress Hill or like Tribe Called Quest or something.
You had a someone pick Kid Cudi, didn't they?
Yeah,
you did have Man on the Moon.
Who picked Kid Cudi? Who was it? Was it Feldman? Was it like let me make a quick look somebody at the. But I did, and I have that album because Steven gave it to Selena, and Selena gave it to me. And so, like, because, like, I guess Steven wants it to move around. And so, JJ picked the Kid Cudi album. And we forgot to take a picture of it, so I had to superimpose his face on my body. So, like,
I didn't even notice.
That's why we get the photo first now and stuff. Yeah. But this has been a fun podcast. Is there anything you want to promote or anything where people can find you?
Like I said, you can find me Facebook, K-Loke I Am Comedy, Instagram, K-Loke 806, and that's pretty much it. All right, get a website.
Check it out, because like you're putting up skits all the time and stuff. And
yeah, he has like at least maybe like every other week or probably weekly takes where he's just fucking talking some mad shit on there, and it's fucking really
at least
funny.
Watch the girl licking the doorknob and your response to that.
I got a girl licking the a faucet handle now, so that's gonna actually be my first video of 2021.
Oh, nice! All right, looking forward to that. Deck. So, if you're into like freaky shit, then like we've got the next wave of that faucet licking coming out. 2021.
God damn it,
yes, sir! Let's go.
All right, well, this is First Stage, and we will catch you hopefully soon. Talk to you later.
Hello.